are listening to Verrat Hill Hardcore Radio Show. House Lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think for the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being handled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're on
every chance you get. You every minute. You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and I'm joined by my guest, my co-host, Bill the Butcher.
Yo!
And Will Torbett.
What's going on?
I get a little turned around these days. I do multiple shows in one day. I just got done recording an episode of Family Case Files, and every show has its own format, so I hope you guys are following Truthtainment TV Network on YouTube and all the wonderful shows. I know that we're going to have a dedicated playlist for Will here very soon for Demand the Truth. And it's just going to be so awesome. You've actually done a recent interview with John Carreyrou. He's the last whistleblower on my list that I wanted to interview. So great job with that. Once again, we'll be putting that on the network. So you guys will be able to see that. So for tonight, we have Tina Foster. Quickly becoming my favorite guest on the show. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm great. How are you?
Just doing wonderful. Every time I hear your voice, I am just in disbelief that it's actually you. Such a young voice. Okay. I have to keep that in mind when I speak to you. We're going to be talking about your book, your second book, actually. Well, I don't know chronologically when they came out, but as far as the show is concerned, your second book, Double Fantasy.
Well, it's
Split background image. Information on doubles. Go ahead.
It's Splitting Image. It's called The Splitting Image.
Exposing
the secret world of doubles, decoys, and imposter replacements.
Okay, I've got different bold letters here. That's why I said that. Okay. So, this is an interesting subject, and not one covered on my show very much. Actually, not at all, until you came on last week, Wednesday. And for those of you listening, go into the archive last week, Wednesday, listen to the episode, so you can catch up to what we're talking about today. And fascinating, fascinating subject. I'm going to let you go in there because I've got a couple questions already in the hopper for you, but I want you to go ahead and speak about that.
About doubles?
About your book.
Oh, okay. Yes. So The Splitting Image is basically background information about doubles and imposters used in psyops and intelligence and in politics. And some of the technology that's involved and how doubles are found and trained, masks like latex masks, plastic surgery, just pretty much everything that I could find to talk about that particular branch of psyops, because I don't think it's been written about very much, if at all. You might get some little bits here and there, like in a book about spycraft, but as far as I know, nobody really put the field, like the specifically focused on the use of doubles in spycraft. I mean, not just spycraft, but you know what I mean? It's a little bit broader than that. So I fell into that area of interest because of the Paul McCartney research I did. So I wanted to write The Splitting Image as the primer for the Paul McCartney book, actually. So that came first. Because I always got, how would they find somebody who could pretend to be Paul McCartney? And it's like, well, this is how it's done, basically. And so, yeah, it was kind of like an introductory book to the one about Paul, which is pretty much just focused on Paul. But the Splitting Image talks about different doubles, such as Saddam Hussein, Kim Jong-il, Stalin, Lee Harvey Oswald, just to name a few.
Well, let me ask you something. I have not heard of too many body double situations, although I know it's used in politics all the time, especially when it comes to any kind of military industrial complex, anything like that. Bodyguards. Even back in the old days, Japan, feudal Japan, would have the bodyguard or a double as the aristocrat, and if they would get killed, you know, the bodyguard of that one would be the real person. They even did it in Star Wars, the Star Wars movie. It's something that has been used for a very long time.
Yes,
but
least
now
since
that we have reached,
times.
Well, yeah, but now that we have reached the 21st century, now this is being backed by technology and more psychological operations. This is basically what your book is covering, right?
Yes, and so it does include the technology, yes.
Okay.
But it's, and the psyops are, as you suggested, decoys, of course. That's a very common use of doubles. But it gets more nefarious than that, actually, all the way to imposter replacing someone. So that's the extreme case. And that would be, Paul McCartney, for example. But also, Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-il were suspected of being imposter replaced. And their doubles were pretending to be them, and the government was using them as puppets, basically, to maintain control. But although it's used a lot in intelligence, it's something that they're trying to keep from being in the general domain or the public well known how they do it and how often it's used, because it loses its power if people... Even, you can see with this Jeffrey Epstein situation, which people very quickly noticed the difference in the nose of the real Jeffrey Epstein and the purported double who was on the gurney. I don't know if you have followed
so
that.
So you believe Epstein has been replaced?
Well, I don't know that for a fact, but people...
He's got the money, too.
People have been posting pictures of a purported double and pointing out the difference in the nose and the ears. So just for the sake of argument, say that that was a double that they wheeled out. People caught on to it like that because... It's better known that doubles are used. Like, before, they would try to suppress it, and they would say, oh, you're crazy, or, you know, they would just make fun of anybody who said, oh, that's a double, or that's an imposter. But, like, Tony Rosato from Saturday Night Live, he thought that his wife had been imposter replaced, and, of course, he was diagnosed with Capgras syndrome. But it is actually something that happens. So my point is that now that it's better known, people posted pictures of Jeffrey Epstein and the purported double. Now, just say that that really was something that they were trying to pull off, a switcheroo. Well, now that people know, it didn't succeed because people saw it right away. But if
I can tell you, I definitely could believe that because, again, usually when you're a multimillionaire and you go to jail, they give you a separate jail, cell to yourself. They have all that separated from the beginning. Then you go to a white collar prison, and then there are things that are done when you have that kind of money that will make even your stay in prison very comfortable. So when you're a billionaire and you're in the spotlight in all media, you've got the money to protect yourself, but you've also got the money to hide yourself. If I had $1 billion, I would have done that. That would have been my play. If I were a pedophile creep, I would have definitely paid somebody to body double and get me the hell out of there. So right, I think it's pretty obvious at this point.
Yeah, that's one of the theories, that he was switched out, he went into hiding, maybe he was whisked off by Mossad, or he paid somebody to take his place, or, you know, that it's too soon to tell, and we may never know for sure, but those are just some of the theories going around. But it does appear that the nose is different, and that's, you know, hard to...
Well, the nose is very difficult to duplicate. It's art. Absolutely. And there's also this Avril Lavigne's dead conspiracy. Apparently it popped up and went away, and now it's back.
Avril Lavigne, you know, yes, I've seen that. I haven't researched it, though. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let me get to my real question here, and I'm going to shut up and let my co-host talk. Are you familiar with Donald Marshall?
No.
Okay, see, Donald Marshall is a guy who is called a whistleblower. I had studied him a couple of years ago. Well, actually more than that, about four years ago. And he talked about being a diddle boy. He was molested by the elites. But the thing is, he had a cloned body. They would mentally snatch him out of his real body and put into a cloned body in one of these military underground bases, my labs. And they would molest him. And he apparently wrote songs for all these pop artists like Britney Spears and stuff like that. And they would molest and kill him repeatedly. They would bring him back every night in a new body. This sort of thing. And he also spoke how the Vril, or the reptilians that live underground, have made deals with the government, and they have proboscis that implant actual people and become their doubles. Now, I can't actually verify anything he said, except for maybe the remote neural transfer. That is something that can be done, but that is something I have heard about very little out of any of the targeted individuals I've spoken to. It's never happened to me. So, but there's a little bit of truth in my investigation of that. What does any of that resonate with you?
Well, Dr. Peter David Beter was an attorney in D.C. back in the 70s, and he had it was like audio files, I guess. We would subscribe and get information, and he had a source that was giving him information. And already in the 70s, he was talking about clones and robotoids and how there was like a race for the best clones, and they were with the Soviets, and they were trying to outdo each other. Like, there was a Carter double, supposedly, and the Russians snuck in, like, a clone of him and, like, got him to say stuff that the Americans didn't want him to say. And anyway, I don't know if that's true, but, I mean, this is already in the 70s, and we know that cloning has advanced, of course. And I don't know if you've ever seen The Boys from Brazil, the movie, but it was from the late 70s, too. And there is a lecture about cloning. I mean, not like technically a lecture, but they explain cloning, and it's the same. It's the technology they were already telling you back in the 70s. So I guess we all know that their real technology is years ahead of what anybody knows about in public. So I have come across information. I don't remember if it was from Dr. Beter or not, but having consciousness transferred and saved, and I think he talked about how it was saved holographically and it could be transferred into a clone body. But then the clone wouldn't have a soul as such. It would just kind of run off of the DNA program. I'm not sure how that works,
right.
Like how it works without a soul, but apparently it doesn't have one, so... But that technology, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you ever saw that show Dollhouse, but, you know, they were talking about having the dolls were like empty vessels. Like they would take the person's mind and save it, copy it, save it, and then they would put in a program of somebody who, like, say they were a trained ninja or a trained pilot or whatever program they could put into that person's body, and then they would become that personality. So, and I think that's probably technology that they are leaking to the public. I mean, of course, it's in a fictional framework, but...
Well, I do know some people who are, or at least have said that they were involved in the secret space program, and my sources say that being cloned was something very common because they would get killed a lot in battle against mm-hmm. these aliens or whatnot. So the process was explained to me that the brain, the original brain, has some sort of a quantum plasmic fluid that can be transferred from one body to another. And basically, that is the soul. So I think it's something very interesting to research, because when a person dies, this has been studied, when the body dies, the body does become lighter by an ounce or something like that.
That was like 8 grams or something.
Well, something like that. And so when you have something like that to consider, it's possible. Who knows what the soul is, but science can't duplicate it. But it seems like they've gotten to the point where they can possibly move it, they transfer it. So I do want to get more into a lot. I have lots of other questions, and I know my co-host will have some. We're going to be quickly come up on the first break here, but I definitely want people to go back to last week, Wednesday, download the show, because these links are all downloadable, and be sure to listen to that after you listen to this one, if you're listening. So I think we're going to go to commercial break, and we will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
And yes, we are back from commercial break. This is our short segment, so I want my co-host to jump in here if they have something, because I've got a couple things I want to drop at the end of the show.
I wanted to talk about what you were saying about how there's this quantum effect that's in your body, because that's what the tech people, the people that meet at the Sun Valley Conference, the people like Peter Thiel and Ray Kurzweil, they talk about the artificial intelligence religion. What do you think about that? Is that possible for us to transfer our quote-unquote spirit into another show?
Are you asking me that?
Everybody, but yes, particularly you.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I understand is that the mind is recorded or copied holographically. Now, how exactly that happens, I'm not sure. That's above my pay grade, I'm afraid.
Well, to get an exact copy, you're talking about, okay, for example, the brain mapping project, the genome mapping projects, okay. These are all done by introducing a substance that can grab onto cellular structures and molecular structures and be queried for information. When I say queried, that's by a signal. People don't understand that these chemtrails being sprayed on us is doing exactly that. Our neural networks and our brains are coated with the nano, so it's down to our nervous signal. They can copy our, well, they're modifying us remotely right now with the cell towers and the chemtrails. It's not just about mind control. It's not just about tracking people, but they are manipulating our genetics as we speak because everyone is being mapped out. So conceivably, having this done in a lab privately with all the resources at their disposal, it should not be a problem to get this next level, in my opinion.
Right, so, and you can see the possibilities of having a bunch of clones of somebody running around, because if you're trying to imposter replace somebody, they would have the memories of that person, but yet you could control them to act in a certain way. But only the latest copy would have the newest memories, so you would be mindful of keeping it current, I suppose.
And now I've heard the rumor that Hillary Clinton also had a body double or a few. What's your take on that?
Well, she has. There's an official impersonator named Teresa Barnwell, and she's well-known. Hillary Clinton, well, not a double so much, but more like a celebrity impersonator. But there was the incident on September 11th, 2016, when Hillary Clinton passed out into the car, and you know, they rushed her off, and then she appeared a few hours later looking thinner, looking different. So, yeah, a lot of people think that
that was very, very weird.
That was actually going to be my question towards the end of the show. Very astute of you, Will. yes, and she came. Well, the thing is, she has appeared healthy, looking good, and then looking from one moment to the next, looking like the very representation of death itself. And switching back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. How do you gain 20 years and then lose 20 years the next day? And so I didn't know there was a named body double. That's very informative, Tina.
Yeah, so they trot out the double to show Hillary's healthy, or, you know, she was running for president at that point, so I guess they didn't want anybody to think she wasn't healthy and they wouldn't vote for her. But one of my friends, who is he's very keen on baseball, and he made the observation that George Bush Jr. came out one time he threw a baseball, okay, and he threw a strike. And he just thought that was very unusual because, like, he played baseball all the time and he didn't even think that he could do that. So he thought that it was probably a double of George Bush.
And I'm going to tell you that George Bush is so inept. I mean, when you hold a phone to your head upside down, the guy's a bumbling idiot. I don't know how he's able to walk without being propped up. But we are going to be going to our next commercial break. This is our short segment, so we'll jump right back on it when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. by Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yes, yes, we are back from commercial break. Now, I want to say, and Tina, I hope that you're not offended by me asking you this, but I would love for you to go back and look at the Donald Marshall stories. Conspiracy. Because when I ask my guests questions about something that I've researched and they don't know, I just do that just because it's just a point of reference. And we're all researching this stuff together. And I would like to combine brain power and see what we can deduce as the truth and not the truth, because honestly, Donald Marshall's story is, well, sounds like something straight out of the most elaborately written sci-fi movie. I mean, he talks about the Vril, and he even talks about the politicians going back to the 60s and 70s being clones or body doubles. He calls them Mark 1s, Mark 2s, Mark 3s. He proclaimed that Hillary Clinton had clone malfunctions, quote unquote. And this is why we see these things like that when these politicians have these issues, because there was one point in time he claimed that Hillary Clinton was to be at some sort of rally and then she showed up at another location somewhere else at the same time in a different part of the country, and which is a major goof. I don't know if it was a body double or a clone, but that was a major goof. And that was swept underneath the rug very quickly. News articles and things, because I've seen those. That was swept underneath the rug very quickly. So, yeah, he spoke about Mark III's and how advanced each set of clones were from that point on. Because the earlier versions required computer chips to go along with the brain, and then the later ones didn't, because they were actually transferring their souls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And Dr. Sounds... Vader talked about that stuff, too, in the 70s, so...
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, I would love to examine that along with you. If you would love to come back on the show again next Wednesday, I would love to turn it up, because I've always looked for someone to talk to about that. So that should give you some time if you're willing. But I know, again, my co-host has some questions here, and they're itching to ask you. So good talking so much.
I've got a question. I've got a question. I've been silently listening and everything. And, hon, thank you for coming on to the show. And I would simply ask you to give us some proof of the things that you have brought forth, okay? The things that you have said have happened and everything. Actual imperative proof of anything that you've said since you came on the show, and at this point, I will just be quiet and let you extrapolate. Thank you.
Well, I mean, that's all in the book, all of the evidence that's there, but, I mean, one thing is Kim Jong-il double went to a conference, well, went to have talks with the Japanese prime minister, and they knew it was a Kim double because there was an American spy satellite found that he was 2.5 inches too short, and also there were voice prints that didn't match the real Kim. And the Japanese government basically kept it quiet because it would have been embarrassing to have talks with an imposter. And also with Saddam.
All right. Now you just said, well, they know. Can you prove this? Can you prove this with empirical evidence that this is absolutely true? Can you prove
it? Well, this is from mainstream media sources.
No. So, don't give me mainstream. Don't.
Now, honey, do I have honey, my
honey,
own voice
honey, honey. No, honey. Don't give me mainstream media, because, like me, I don't believe in mainstream media. Can you prove it? Can you prove it? You got the floor.
Yes, I mean, there's proof in the book.
But then again,
Dr. Dieter Bumann, who did forensic analysis of Saddam Hussein and found that there were at least 3 doubles. They had small differences. We actually know the names.
I happen to know. I've heard all the stuff about Saddam wasn't killed. He this and that and everything. And I happen to have spoken with sailors who were on the Carl Benson, Google that, on the Carl Benson, who actually saw him shuffled into the ocean during his funeral and everything. I know this thing to be. Show me actual proof that you can show me anything that you've said since you came on this program that you can actually prove. And I'll shut up at this point because I'm not trying to embarrass you, but please.
You're not embarrassing me. Saddam Hussein's doctor actually said that he died of lymph cancer in 1999.
Find his name.
Saddam Hussein died of cancer in 1999.
That didn't happen. Now you can giggle all you want. That never happened.
That's direct evidence.
That's direct evidence.
Everybody's complaining about not having evidence. Well, that's a quote. That's direct evidence right there.
Bill, in this sort of category, what you have is research. What you have is investigation. Now, there are loads of
Investigation. Yes, sir. Okay, listen.
She's done her investigative work. Can I empirically tell you that someone is having a frequency weapon used on them?
In all respect, and you're the boss, okay? In all respect, listen. That never happened. That's a lie. It never happened. I was there. It never happened, Lee. It never happened. Okay.
What's your What are you trying to say? You're there.
I'm trying to say excuse me, that Saddam was actually killed when he was killed. And I'm saying that Osama bin Laden was actually killed when he was killed. I know this to be true because I have been with the Naval Intelligence and I have spoken with people and I know this to be happening. I know this to be true. All these things I know to be true. I have seen these people with my own eyes. And I'm not disparaging the young lady. In all due respect, it hurts me to have to say anything that will, you know, that go against her. But these things never happened. They never happened. Okay, these never happened. And so y'all go on, and I'll sit here and listen.
Well, okay. Let me go ahead and get into the targeted individual territory here because that is the basis of the show. I get complaints all the time, and this actually opens up an entire field of research. I get complaints from targeted individuals all the time saying they have a body double. They have a clone. They have someone doing things in their places. Now, there are only a few things that can be deduced from this, from these claims. One, they actually are crazy. Two, they are actually being harassed, COINTELPRO style. They're actually having their lives taken over or manipulated in such a fashion where it requires a physical presence. And I've experienced the doubling online. I've had doubles online and people that hack and, well, government agencies that hack and present this in this way and that way. I've seen it done online. Anybody can do that. But when it comes to people face to face, I have actually seen a double of My significant other, she's complained about this double. She lives in the same building, and she has actually gone out and has said things and have done things, and now my significant other has a reputation. I've seen this person. I've yelled at this person from my balcony, thinking that it was my significant other. So, with that said, there is a reality of the situation here that doubles are being used, whether you want to talk about clones or not, and they're being used to control, manipulate, and to ruin people's lives. I make it a point, if there's any super official business stuff to go about, I am to be there with my significant other as verification that she's the real deal. So there's so much experience that we have with these things. And target individuals talk about this all the time. I have a body double. Maybe you are schizophrenic, or maybe you got COINTELPRO InfraGuard operation on you to ruin your life, or possibly to take all of your possessions, inheritance, whatever. There are many applications for having someone to pretend to be you. Identity fraud is not an unknown subject. So,
what I'm saying is, what I have seen in my life, I have seen, honestly, and honey, I do apologize if I came on too strong, but I'm going to tell you, I heard all these conspiracy things about Osama was dead in 2001, they kept him in a deep freeze, all this kind of stuff, and I know personally, sailors who saw him dumped over the side of the Carl Vinson. I know this to a fact. I met these people. I saw them. Okay? And I'm not saying that these things don't happen. I personally believe that Epstein was switched. I do personally believe that. I saw the pictures, and I do believe that. And what you people out there in radio land need to understand is this is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. So I agree with V on that. But when you tell me, Paul McCartney's dead and replacement and all this kind of stuff, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to say anything like this. I know Paul. I know him, okay? And he's not dead. He is an 80-year-old man. No, he.
I know this.
I knew
Paul. Well, you're interrupting me the whole time.
No, listen. I knew Paul when his wife, Linda, died. And he told me, when I told him, I'm sorry she died in L.A., and I made a mention of that. And he told me, no, she died in Arizona. And that turned out to be true. Now, I know this to be true. So
well,
you can come up with all
this.
You can come up with all these conspiracy theories you want.
I know Paul,
and that didn't happen.
Because you were there, because you were 10 years old.
Bill, I don't overtalk me.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. What would be the purpose of him saying she didn't die there? No, she died over here.
The purpose was, I was internet friends with Paul, and we were talking about music and how to mix with cardboard blankets on recordings, okay? And when his wife was dying in Arizona, he was in the room with her in Arizona, and she died there, not in L.A. Not in L.A. I know.
Okay, so who says she died in L.A.?
No.
Who says she died in L.A.?
Well, everybody.
Okay, so you have two different accounts here.
I know. The woman died in his ranch in Arizona. I know.
Okay, I'm not going to dispute that. But
that's good because it's good because
the thing here is that there are two different stories told. And that is the point of the show. That's the point of the guest being
right, on. Right. I'm not trying to embarrass you.
No, don't call me honey, please.
Okay, millennial. I'll call you a millennial.
I'm not a millennial.
I'm not going.
You can call me counselor. How's that?
All right, counselor. I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm the one who's done the research.
Well, listen, I'm Bill the Butcher. You're fishing to be embarrassed, okay? I'm not going to embarrass you, but I'm going to bring you.
You're
to
not
the
embarrassing
point.
Me. You don't even make any sense.
No, you're talking about the same in Arizona, not in LA.
Like, who cares? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, no. The reason you're over-talking me is you don't want to hear what I've got to say.
Well, no,
okay?
I really don't, actually.
No, I know you don't because you can't confront me, okay?
It's because you're not interested in any of my research. You just want to prove that
you're right. You don't have any research.
Well, I have.
You got a bunch of nonsense.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second here. Listen. Okay, so what is going on here is we've got, I don't know what's gotten into the Butcher today, but that's why he's on the show, because he is the Butcher. But listen, I don't want you to come so strong onto the guests in that fashion until you've read her book.
I'm not interested in her book. I'm interested in what she
No, of course not, because you don't want the information.
No, you can't write a book.
You can't write a book.
I write books. You don't write books, okay? I write books.
Look, I'm
you
a lawyer
don't
with
books.
Published law review articles. I can put together a research.
A few articles, like maybe 5,000 articles. Honey, come on.
You can call me counselor, not honey.
No. I'm not going to call you counselor. Because you're not my counselor. Well, that's fine.
You can hack into the microphone like you've been doing with your phlegmy cough. How's that,
Butcher? And we have have a co-host here who has not had a chance to speak.
I apologize. This is
unacceptable at this point. Okay, listen. Please, if you had any questions for our guests, if you're still there.
Yeah, so I was just curious as to, you know, if you were to translate this information to the public, and I know we don't have that much time left, what do you think are some, like, if you had to make a quick, compelling case as to the reason why you think some of these important people are, in fact, doubles or have doubles?
The reasons for doubles, or why do we know that they are doubles?
No, I can tell the reasons, but why? What are some of the most obvious giveaways in your estimation?
Well, I mean, with the Saddam Hussein doubles, you can do facial recognition software. Dr. Dieter Buhmann from Germany did biometric analysis of Saddam Hussein and found that there were at least three. So, and then there are voice prints, like I noted, mentioned, of Kim Jong-il, so that's proof too. And,
How about this? I'm sorry to interrupt. Does Paul McCartney have any living known relatives that are possibly older to him, or maybe adjacent to him?
His brother, Mike McGeer, is younger than he is, but yes, you could test DNA on him, potentially.
Can we put together a movement? I mean, not that it's so important. I don't give a damn about Paul McCartney, but what I do care about is any psychological operations that have been played on the population. This is my concern. I want it known. I need it known. Is there some way that we should be able to petition the both of these individuals, Paul and brother, to see if we can get a blood test? And now that I think about it, you know, so much money and so much lies behind it. I don't even think they would put an honest result out. Now that I think about it, it's been so much, it's been so chumped up. I'm sorry, say it again.
That is an issue, yes. Can the results actually be trusted?
Okay.
Then you could potentially compel if you were to sue Fall for identity theft or consumer fraud, and he wanted to prove that he was the real Paul, then he could get a blood test from his, quote, brother. That would be then in the court records, but, you know, other than actually taking him to court, I don't see why he wouldn't agree to do anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It just might be one of those things that will never be known, but this is a case in point to recognize, to study. If we see anything similar to it, it needs to be studied as well, because the wool has been pulled over our eyes far too many times. Okay? And this is a conspiracy, and it is one that is a theory. Okay? Now, I usually don't do the whole conspiracy theory. I like to point out things that I can prove, but the world is much larger than that. We have too many psychopaths with money that like to do horrible things and lie to us unendingly. So I want to thank my guests for coming on to the show and encourage you guys to listen to the next episode. We're going to have a CPS activist. I got to get a new ending for the show here, a longer one. We're going to have CPS activists on the show, and that'll be that. So remember, in the land of surveillance, the man's third eye is king. So educate.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.